Blog Talk Radio.
Hi, and welcome to Creation Energies with me, Brenda Hoffman. For those of you who would like to read my written blog, which is always different than this one, just so I get as much information for us as I can, I kind of think of my task or role at this particular point is gathering information so that we better understand this transition. And if any of you are wondering about the weather report, yes, it's been raining a lot, but it's workable. Friends of mine in the north are a lot more traumatized. Is the right word? I'm not sure. With tons of rain or tons of snow, rather. So rain is workable. Now let's see what we get for the next few days. Yes. And so it is that moisture is part of many of your lives right now as such. But let us address what the next few days will bring, for it is becoming uncharted waters, if you will, for many of you. Now, this has been happening for the past few months for some of you. But now that uncharted water sensation, if you will, is expanding. And so it is that many are frightened by the new thoughts and sensations. You know, it is about clearing. We have told you that for those who are just awakening. And it is about moving beyond that for those who have been awake for some time. So the majority of you listening to the show are of those who have been awake for some time, but you still may be surrounded by those who are just awakening. Those who are just awakening are frightened because they thought that they had put many fears, anxieties, whatever, hidden them deep within them, so that there was a facade of pleasantness, but that was captured within, just as was true when you first started your transition. Now, without their approval, as it were, those sensations, those fears are seeping out, and they are frightened. And so many of those around you who are just awakening are not acting as you expect. Not because some voodoo has taken over them or they're having a nervous breakdown or any of those traditional thoughts that many of you have, but rather those things that they had hidden deep within them are coming to the surface. And they don't even understand what those are because they have hidden them so deeply. All they know is they're crabby, they are in an unpredictable mood, they have lows with not many highs, and everything seems to be wrong. Now, you were in that stage too. We will tell you that your stage probably lasted a great deal longer than is true for those following you. This is a matter of days. So do not fret. Do not worry about them. They are passing through it much more quickly than you. You know, when you were in, if you were your dark night of the soul, you knew somehow, you know, like salmon swimming upstream, you knew you had to move through it. There wasn't a question. There wasn't a, well, maybe I can just put this off for a while. You knew you had to, and it was extremely painful for the vast majority of you. So it is those awakening have reached that point. But instead of months or years, as was true for you, their dark night of the soul will last 4 days, perhaps weeks. Do you see? It is not the depth that you were at. And you're saying to yourself, well, how can I help them? How can I expedite it? Because it's painful for you, too. You know, you want to be in a different place. You don't want to be rolling in the mire with them. And we will say it is your choice what you wish to do, but it is something that they are doing for themselves. It is not something that is necessarily your concern. And in fact, if you wish to do it for them, neither one of you will complete it. So what we are saying is, yes, indeed, you are allowing them the freedom to clear their dark night of the soul, even though it might be uncomfortable for you because you're saying, I don't want to go there. I don't want to be there with them. I want to go play. And so you will. You see? You see. Now, as far as you are concerned, yes, play is a big word in your mind. Oh, I get to do this. Oh, I want to do this. Oh, let's do this. Freedom and playing are big words for you the next few days. Now, that allows you a choice. Will you drop out, drop lower to help those that are following you, seemingly that somehow if you carry them, they won't suffer as much? Or will you say to yourself, they will go through it, they will be fine, they will not have the depth of fear and pain that I experienced, and that's why I experienced it so deeply. You see, what we are saying is you have given a gift to those who follow, whether they acknowledge it or not, and they probably never will, because after they are through clearing their dark night of the soul, they will want to be in fun and joy too, so it'll be like, oh. But there's something that you must acknowledge to yourself, because right now you cannot comprehend how they can clear their dark of the night of the soul quickly, because you could not. There was so much that you needed to clear. You see, there's a different level of clearing for forerunners than for those who follow. For forerunners, particularly wish to clear many, 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 many spots that they never have to address again. Those who follow are clearing a number of spots, a number of places, but they don't have the same need or had the same need to change the world. Do you see what we are saying? You have different rules. So they are taking this opportunity, this lifetime, to clear many pieces, yes, and so they are. But they are not clearing from different dimensions and different frequencies and different times in history unless it pertains to this life. You see, they're clearing. That is another reason why their clearing is going to be much shorter than yours and much less dramatic, we might add. So allow those who are following to have their dark night of the soul. You know, you cannot imagine it's springtime. What is somebody upset about? And so you are at cross purposes. In fact, if you want to see the humor in the situation, when you were going through your dark night of the soul, they were not. So they could not understand you, because what is your problem? And now you are feeling the same as they start their process. Allow them to be where they need to be. Do not carry them. You can comfort them by saying it will be fine. And you can comfort yourself by saying to yourself, they are as strong as I am, if not stronger. And they have less to clear than I did. So let them clear it. You see, your caretaking days are over, including those you love who you find are clearing. Just as they could not clear for you when you needed to be cleared, you could not clear for them. So allow them to be pouty, to be angry, to be frightened, to be, you might add, all will be well. But other than that, do not immerse yourself in their life. For indeed it is their life. They will clear as much as they wish to clear, with or without your help. And with your help is, in fact, carrying them over pieces that they might have wanted to clear, but you're trying to say, no, 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 don't act like that. Don't be like that. Be nice. Be nice. And didn't you hear that when you were growing up? Be nice. And so it is. Allow your family and friends to clear as you once did, knowing it will be much less painful for them than it was for you, and will last much less longer than it did for them than it did for you. And do not fear for their lives, for indeed they are as strong as you are. So be it. Amen. Thank you for listening, and I will talk to you again next week. Good day.